Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, great. So, 1 second. Yeah, you're going to have to do that. Go ahead, keep doing it until I get the screen up again. It glows.
Inner Sight Frolics.
There you go.
Stand by.
Operating
Inner
difficult.
Sight Funnies.
So,
around
one
the world.
Second. I'm fail. I fail.
Stop babbling while you're doing this. You're supposed to be quiet.
Quiet?
Don't babble.
Babble, babble.
Oh.
You love me. You know it. Sadly.
Inner Sight. Okay. And
it's not coming up. Sorry.
We got Laura Hardy tonight. With the bootleg vaccine. And we'll have a little honeymooners.
Damn it.
Stuff going on with that. And we're going to have a word from the disabled friendly philosopher. With or without music.
Good. And I'll put it in when
whichever
it comes up.
We get.
Coming up. Exactly. Go
we'll do it.
It. Do 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 do. No, it's not coming up.
All right, Inner Sight. Hello there, folks. This is your disabled friendly philosopher. With a word to the wise. Very interesting what I heard on the news recently, just before I got confiscated. Yeah. And it was very interesting because it said just because you had the vaccine, don't get smart and think you can't get it.
That's
oh,
what
yeah.
I heard today.
Did you hear about that guy who he gave him the vaccine,
mm-hmm.
and then all of a sudden he got very sick, and he went into the doctor's office, and he said, Doc, I got it. And the doctor said, calm down. I know you got it. I gave it to you. No, doc, you don't understand. You don't understand. I got it, and now I'm not supposed to get it, but I got it. Well, just because you get the doctor explained it to him, see, just because you get the vaccine, that doesn't mean you can't get infected. What? Well, why didn't you tell me that before you gave me the vaccine, you idiot? Well, we're not supposed to tell people that, see?
Mm.
We're supposed to hide that from them. Because if we tell them that, they won't take the vaccine. Get it? I got it, all right. I got it. I went for the test, and they told me I got it. And I'm not supposed to get it. Because I got it. Don't worry about it. Very few people die from it. What about the doctors? The doctors get away with not telling you, and they lie to you? Well, the jails are full of them. Jails are full of them.
What are you doing?
I got it. Doc, what am I going to do? My wife left me. My son won't come near me. I lost my job. I don't know what I'm going to do. All my stocks went down. I got no bonds. I got no home. I got no... Will you cut that out? I'm losing my house. And on top of everything, I'm losing my mind. Because I got it. And I wasn't supposed to get it. Don't worry, I'm sending you to a better doctor. Better doctor? You think I'm going to another doctor? You're out of your mind. I'm staying away from doctors. I'm going holistic.
Holistic?
What is that? That's where they deal with the whole thing. Not just some stupid one thing like these doctors morons. All right, in a sight, yeah. Boy, what a revelation, huh? To tell people just because you got the vaccine, you know, you can't relax now. That means, you know, people that got the vaccine have gotten infected.
Well, I was told this.
I think it's funny because people don't think for themselves, you know.
No, they don't.
They allow these doctors think for them. What?
Yeah, that's true. I was told by this old woman, she got it after she got vaccinated, right? But now she's okay, but she thinks that when she took the vaccine, it prevented her from getting, like the worst part of it, like really, really sick.
Oh, your phone is all gobbly. Sound like you're
underwater. That's nothing new.
Gobble.
It's a good phone, too.
So what, she took the vaccine and what happened?
She got it.
She got the virus?
COVID. Yeah. But it was after, I don't know if she had a different variant or what. She never got into
Well, that's what they were saying. That people.
Yeah.
It's all over NBC News. People who got the vaccine have become infected.
Not from the vaccine,
you know?
But they got infected because the vaccine wasn't, the immune system wasn't, this is what she was trying to say to me. That's what the doctor told her, that her immune system was not.
Nah, that's a bunch
not,
of bull. I don't believe that. Of course it's from the vaccine.
No,
the vaccine
she said there
brings
was no
it on.
Live.
Especially
no,
if a person
no
has a low immune system.
There's no live virus in the vaccine.
Nah, I don't believe that either. How do you know what's in the vaccine? Did you analyze it?
Not yet.
You didn't analyze it. You don't
I
know
could,
what's in it.
But I haven't done organic chemistry in maybe about 5 years. I did
you
good
can't
organic.
Believe what these people say. You know,
I did
you got,
very
you
good
gotta
chemistry.
You got to figure this thing out for yourself. That's the main thing.
I learned biochemistry in college, too.
There's no substitute for educating and fortifying your immune system.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's what people got to do. These doctors are gonna kill a lot of people. They already have by letting this virus come in this country. Let's go back to that.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
All right, in a sight, Frolics. Yeah, brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue, the Little Bear. And you want a great dog, adopt an Akita. Yeah, the Akita. The power of the Akita. 609-388-7004 is the phone number over there. Tom Driven, New Jersey, for the Akita Rescue. Big East, the Key to Rescue.org. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. All right, around the world, we remember some of our friends. Good Mojo Printers, SuttonInsurance.com, Truro Law Center, and Baccaro's Italian Tavern. Some of the people that have helped us in the past. All right. Hey, don't forget all the beautiful children of the world, and remember those who have passed on. Little Tommy and Corey and Avante. And Ollie Campbell, all our little beautiful friends. Go an extra mile for a child. Yeah,
nice.
In a sight. Remind you. All right. I met the most beautiful little youngster today. I don't know what the name was, but little youngster, if you're listening, we love you. All right, in a sight.
Were they on the phone with you?
And let's see, what else we got? Don't forget, you need dog food, cat food?
Yeah.
Call Gary, nobody starves on Long Island, 631-484-3085. You get the dog food, the cat food, and you need medical help, let Gary know. 631-484-3085. All right. What?
You know. I wasn't really saying anything. I just chuckled at
what
you
said. Oh, I thought you... What?
Yeah. I chuckled.
Oh, all right. All right. Inner Sight and the... thank the Long Island Connection, Danny over there, who's helping Inner Sight now with some new stuff.
Yes,
Long Island Progressive, that's the Long Island Progressive Coalition, I should say. Long Island Progressive Coalition. Long Island Connection is another group with my buddy Bobby and Terry and Rocco. Check them out. All right, they try to make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Inner Sight around the world, Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York, my buddy over there and good friend of Inner Sight. You want to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good information, call Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. Yeah, any questions you got about real estate, call Mr. Kennedy. All right. Tell them you heard about it right here on Inner Sight. Hey, we got the bootleg vaccine coming up with Laurel and Hardy. We've got some honeymooners. And, Jimmy Dinigan will be here later. Louis is probably popping.
Yeah, he popped in for 2 seconds, but he's, you know, I think he's going to come back. He does that all the time.
Changed his mind.
No, he wanted to do something right before he came here. Yeah.
All right.
So
Inner Sight. The number here is 213-816-1650. If you call in, try to say something funny or stupid.
Funny.
All right. Give me a little Laurel and Hardy music in there.
Okay, hold on.
Laurel and Hardy here on Inner Sight Live. Oh, yeah.
Impressive.
Ollie's come up with a great idea, as usual.
Yeah, oh, really?
All right.
Oh,
Inner Sight.
Follies.
Hey, don't forget we're on television Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit, and Thursday night, 7:30, all over Long Island. Channel 20, Thursday night, 20. Thursday night, 7:30.
Laurel and Hardy.
Check us out on Inner Sight. I've got it. Well, that's what you said last time. And we spent 30 days in the clink. And I can't take that anymore. My nerves are all shot from the fella next to me saying that he was gay and trying to make a date with me. What do you mean? Well, you know, you got me in big trouble and... Gee, it's a good thing my mother didn't find out about that.
Yeah.
She would have been dreadfully frightened. Never mind that. I've got $1 million idea right here in this bottle.
Oh.
In the what do you got in there, Ollie? Is that whiskey? Not whiskey, but it'll make you feel good. This happens to be the upgraded vaccination for the Haricora virus.
Haricora, yeah?
Upgraded? What happened to the downgraded version? What? We don't want that version. That version is out. This is the new and improved vaccination. Well, how do you know that? Because Dr. Crooked Mind told me. Dr. Who? Crooked Mind.
Crooked Mind.
Crooked Mind? Where'd you meet him? Well, I was standing on the corner, and this fella comes up to me with a beautiful white suit, and he introduced himself as Dr. Crooked Mind.
Yeah.
But he's sure he's probably got a crooked mind.
Mm-hmm.
No, he doesn't. And he told me that he's an outstanding scientist out of Bulgaria. Bulgaria? Isn't that where they scare people all day? No, no. And he told me he has developed the upgraded vaccine for the Korahakics. Korahakics? Gee, reminds me of my ex-wife, Cora Hacker. Her name was Cora, and she used to hack me all the time. Never mind. We're going to make a fortune with this. Now, the latest thing is to put it up on the little screen. Little screen, yeah. The new thing. It's called the Internetum. Internetum. What is that? Oh, that's the where you have a little screen, and you put the image on there, and everybody can see it. Oh. Well, listen. What are we going to do, Ollie? We're going to sell this stuff. $5 a bottle.
There you go.
$5 a bottle. This fella told me how to make it. And I'm going to do it. Don't we need a license for that? No, we don't, because Dr. Crooked Mind says I can share his license.
There you go. Uh-oh.
Here it is right here. See what it says here? I, Dr. Crooked Mind, hereby endorse Mr. Oliver Hardy and Stan Laurel as my first grade assistants to promote and compensate and displease the Korahacker upgraded vaccine.
Uh-oh.
Displease, what does that mean? I don't know. Now, here's the screen. See. Now I'm gonna upload this bottle onto the screen. Now watch this.
Everything went all over the place.
Well, I'm waiting. Well, what am I watching? So far, all I see is a big screen of smoke. Where did you get that thing? What do they call that? That's called a lappy top.
Lappy top.
A lappy top. Where did you steal that? I didn't steal it. I found it. Oh. Where was it? In the garbage. You see, I can tell you right away why it was in the garbage, Ollie.
Don't worry.
Oh, never mind. That's why all the smoke is coming out of it right now. Never mind. I don't need this to sell the Korahakic upgraded vaccine. I'll go out on the street and sell it.
There you go.
Well,
you
good luck. Just don't put me in there, because I can't take another 30 days in the clink. That same fella is probably still there trying to make a date with me. Get out of here.
No, of course. That's all he needs.
Woo! All right, in a sight. Bootleg vaccine. Hey, who was the guy who we heard last night? Somebody stole 11 million bottles or vials of vaccine. I don't know if that's true. I didn't hear that on the news, by the way. If Maureen calls in, we'll have to ask her to elaborate on that. All right, Inner Sight around the world. We got Jimmy Dinigan coming up. We got Louie. Oh, how about the first we better do the Able News before we get fired. Able News.
Okay. Able is a newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page, which boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and also they have a personals page too, like I said before. And they also have where you can get a subscription. Visit ablenews.com and get that free subscription right there, ablenews.com. And back to you, Frank.
All right. The IRS, by the way, is supposed to put the schedule up on the Google for the stimulus over the weekend.
Right.
You know, but who knows? I mean, it's Easter and it's Passover, and probably all the people that are supposed to do that probably took off.
Probably.
So who knows what's going to be. In the meantime, did you see that item in the Washington Post about the?
Mm.
Oh, by the way, before I tell you that, I wanna just mention on a serious note the horrible thing that happened in the Capitol. The two cops were
one was
run
injured
over.
And one was killed. Yeah.
And I think one of them got killed.
Yeah.
Terrible.
It was
18
years ago.
People
though.
That are supposed to. That they want to make an impression on somebody or help people, going about it the wrong way, definitely.
Oh, yes, they are.
Anyway, our prayers with the families and
yeah.
the friends and the deepest condolences from
yep.
Inner Sight, because that's not our style at all. We're totally against that horrible
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, any violence.
All right.
Totally
getting back to the... item in the Washington Post. I don't know if you saw it, but President Biden dressed in a rabbit outfit hopping around the White House. Did you see that in the Washington Post?
No, I didn't.
Boy,
was
that beautiful. I mean, he got so much attention, you know, and...
what was that about?
There was an interview, and we happened to get a copy of it, you know, with Joe Biden, President Biden,
yeah.
with this rabbit. Oh, this is not television, but you'll have to imagine. Now,
it's yeah.
not hard to imagine a rabbit. if you ever saw that movie Harvey with Jimmy Stewart.
Oh, I remember.
You know, he had an invisible rabbit.
Oh, yeah.
So make believe that President Biden is invisible and he's a rabbit. Gee, I hope he doesn't bite. Oh, stop that.
The other one didn't
anyway.
Bite.
Mr. President, do you like rabbits? Oh, yeah, I love rabbits. I don't like rabbit stew. I don't eat that stuff, you know. That's terrible. I don't like that. Well, is this going to be your regular get up? I mean, the hopping with the white rabbit outfit, and how are we gonna get used to this? Well, it's just a fan. It's a fan club of mine. See, and I belong to the Weird Rabbit Fan Club. Weird
yeah.
Rabbit Fan Club. Yeah, we're all weird rabbits, and we do different things, you know. We love cats, by the way. And we love the fighting buzzard, too.
There you
on
go.
On the show, on the Inner Sight show. Yeah, with the Weird Rabbit Fan Club. Sometimes we go down at night. We go out at night, see, because we're all white, and people could see us down on the beach, you know, and we look for the little sweet animals, and we help them. We give them food and everything. Hear me out. Hear me out. Yeah. Now, President Sir Biden, can these rabbits explain what happened to the stimulus money that millions of people didn't get? Oh, that was a big oversight by the IRS, see? And if they don't come through soon, I'm going to get the rabbit fan club after them. Yeah, we're going to bite them. We're going to bite. They'll have rabbit bites. Will you cut that? Rabbit bites? Oh, yeah, we got rabbit bites, you know, and that's worse than the Cora Hackett, you know. You get that rabbit bite, you turn into a mad dog haddock. Will you, Mr. President, are these rabbits going to help you to give speeches? Well, sure, they can help me give speeches. Yeah, yeah. You know, they hold up the cue card. Turn that over, will you? I can't see it. Woo! Thank you. We know you're very busy, Mr. Biden, President, sir, and we want to thank you. By the way, I love your ears. Oh, yeah, thanks. The ears, yeah, that's the favorite of most people, the ears. Well, wait a minute, hold on, my nose just fell off. I gotta go blow my mind, I mean my nose. Woo! In a Sight with Joe President Rabbit. You don't bite people and give them rabbit bites. All right, around the world, we got Jimmy Dinigan coming up.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's up to, but... I know the one. Jimmy Dinigan, where he brought fleas to school.
Oh, no, he really did.
And the fleas were jumping all over Janie. I'll never forget. It was so funny.
That can't be real. Come on.
He put the fleas
really?
In a jar, see?
Oh,
had
my.
Them in a jar.
I know you're lying on this one. You got it.
No,
real.
No.
And
he's sitting at the desk, and he's got the fleas up on the desk, and Miss Ma's giving some lesson. All of a sudden, she says, Jimmy, what's in that jar?
Oh, hey, you like that, Miss Ma? Yeah, I got that from a friend of mine. A friend of mine got all bitten up, with the legs. Yeah, bitten in the legs, all over, running all around the house with the legs, and I caught them.
You caught? What did you catch?
I caught these fleas. Look, see, they're in the jar, and I want to show them to Janie.
No, stay away from me. Don't you dare come near me with those fleas. Miss Ma, don't let them do it. I'm scared of fleas.
They won't hurt you. They love you.
They don't love me.
What, they love your blood.
They bite.
Please,
yeah,
don't
they do.
Bite. That's a lie. They don't bite. They're sweet little peas. Fleas are peas. They're not round and around. Will you stop that?
So he opens, he does it on the sneak, see, he puts
oh
the
my.
Jar, Jimmy, Miss Ma says, Jimmy, give me that jar,
yeah.
I'm going to hold it until you go home.
Oh, no, I can't, the fleas will get very upset, they don't know you, will you?
What? Craziness, I tell you.
The fleas don't know you.
Miss Maud. They don't know you. They could die. They could die of a broken heart. A broken flea heart.
What'd you say to him? Oh, God.
Woo! So he puts the jar down on the floor under the desk. Miss Maud's yelling at him. And 20 minutes later, he opens the jar.
And all the fleas are gone.
And these fleas are jumping all over the classroom. And Miss Maud says, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
All right, everybody out. Everybody out. Come on. It's a fire drill. It's a flea drill. Everybody out.
A flea
and Janie yelled like crazy. Oh, man, don't forget it. And they called
it
the,
must have been funny.
They called the health department and the fire department.
Oh, and everybody. I could see that happening.
Oh, man. Oh, that was so funny.
You laughing?
And Jimmy's sitting there, and he's going, come here, Mr. Flea. Come here, Miss Flea. Are you two married? Shut up, Jimmy.
Is that what she said? That's funny. Poor Miss Ma.
So
you guys drove her nuts.
I'll never forget it. Long as I live, it was so damn funny. And the next day, his mother had to come up.
Oh,
I told him not to take those damn things to school. He wouldn't listen to me.
I feel bad for his mom, too. She probably was exhausted, to tell you the
and
truth.
And then Miss Ma went and got Mr. Kramer, the president, the principal. She said,
yeah. I'm not going in that room. I'm allergic.
He's allergic. Even better.
Woo!
If I get a flea bite, I'll swell up 3 times the size. Jimmy says,
you're too fat now, Mr. Kramer.
Even better. It's what they say, shut up, Jimmy.
All right.
I could see that happening. He was a little proud.
All right. Inner sight. Anybody got any flea spray out there? Call us.
I wouldn't have gone to school if I heard that story.
the best thing to keep away fleas is apple cider vinegar.
Oh, well, of course they don't like the sour.
Oh, yeah. Keeps
but
away the fleas and the ticks.
You have to drink it and pour it on you?
No, no, you take it internally.
Yeah, and then your blood is
does
sour.
Something.
Yeah.
Does
yeah,
something to the
blood.
To the body. Keeps away fleas and ticks. Everything.
Oh, I'm not going
to
know that.
All right, interesting. We got anybody on the line?
Mosquitoes. Yeah, we have Maureen and we have Louis.
Oh, all right. Well, let's take a quick call for Maureen. And then I got a question for Maureen anyway.
Okay, here she is.
All right, here we go. Live, in the sight, Maureen from Queens.
Yes, hi, guys. Hello.
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
Yeah. Hi. Hope you don't have any fleas.
Yes. No, I hope not. Not that I know it. That would just be another problem in my life, right?
Right? Could you imagine that? Oh, God.
Was that the question?
Yeah,
right?
So listen.
That was it?
Maureen, I got a question for you.
Yes.
Where did you hear that thing where somebody stole the vaccine? Did you hear that on the news?
No, it wasn't that they stole them. They were missing. Yeah, I heard it.
Oh, they were
time.
Missing. All right.
Yeah,
oh,
no, right. It didn't say they were stolen. It just said they were missing.
Oh,
you know what
like
they
11
did?
Million
of
what
vaccines? Do you know what they did
I'm
with
sorry?
The vaccines, though? Do you know what they did with the vaccines, though? They took some of them off the market because there's something with the way they prepared them. And but the newer
mm-hmm.
ones the newer had one fixed it. Had fixed it. That's what they said on TV.
Wait, the new one left. You have an echo on your phone, Suzanne. Say that
yeah,
one more.
Piece of poo, the phone. I said they took. Not the new phone. I'm not on the new phone. They took some of that particular brand that you guys are talking about, J&J, took some of them off the market because of some of the reagents that they used to make it was not doing what they wanted it to do. So they took it off the market and they redid what they wanted it to do. And then they put it back on the market, but they took the ones that weren't.
Yeah, I didn't know they didn't make it worse.
Oh, who knows?
Yeah, I'm not getting it. I'm not.
I don't blame.
I mean, the only thing I said to myself, I have a feeling, and I have a dreadful feeling. If you don't get those vaccines, you can't go anywhere. I have
it. I don't go anywhere anyway, so it doesn't matter.
They can't stop people from going places.
No, they can't.
You
know what? If they check for the vaccine, if they do card tracing and all that, then we're just as bad as Nazi Germany and communist Russia if they start doing that.
That's right. That's why I was like, all right, I'm gonna get the things that I need, and that's it right now. And then I'm gonna just use the doctors, and I'll just go get it chelated out. That's all, right, Frank?
You're gonna get it what?
Yeah.
Chelate it out.
I'm not gonna become a fanatic for these jackasses. They don't know what they're doing anyway.
Me neither. You know how I said it was 1% of people that actually had the virus out of 3 million out of 339 million?
Oh,
and that should belittle anyone's death, believe me. But
yeah,
500,000, that's... How can you make people panic, though, over this, when it's a minuscule amount, actually? Like I say, I don't want to, you know, take away from people that died and got sick. My mom did have it last year also. But we're making people, you know, I mean, you can't tell people. You can't, especially when you're letting people in from all over the world with God knows what.
Right, right. Right.
How can you tell Americans,
Oh,
you need this card if you want to go here or you want... You can't. That would be... That's communism. That's Nazism.
Yeah.
That's it.
I pray to God they don't. I really do. Oh, Frank prays to God that they do. You know why? He's ready to get the lawsuit ready.
Oh, yeah. We'll get some
He's
ready. Some
you're
waiting for
what, Frank?
He's getting ready the lawsuit.
Well, I mean, it's ridiculous. They can't justify. Like I said, how can they justify me not going in to visit my mom when there were two people who had it in with her? How can they justify, oh, you can't go here, you can't go there? And they're letting everybody in, some with it, some that haven't even been tested, that just get through. And I was doing three things at once because I'm listening to your show. There was a guy on the radio who wrote a book about Dr. Fauci that I want to try to get, and it was about the asymptomatic and the history of Dr. Fauci, who's now taking credit for coming up with the vaccine. And my friend called me to tell me that you can't leave the money in the nursing home for too long or Medicaid will take it because it'll be too much of an asset. How disgusting. How totally disgusting when also you're given $86 million for hotels for family members coming in, and you're giving them $1,100 right off the bat to come in, and I'm sure they're getting food stamps and all the other goodies and medicals. And you're going to take a stimulus check away from someone in a nursing home? How dare they?
You know what it is? They want to, they're triaging, which got me so angry. That word itself. They're triaging the people that they want to save.
Yeah.
That's it, in a nutshell. And my mother didn't count enough.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well,
I mean,
you better make sure that Mary didn't get her stimulus. Better check it out.
You better.
I called the other, because I still haven't gotten mine. Did you get yours, Frank?
No.
You and I are the only two that I know that haven't gotten it. And
I
was told by the lady in the nursing home.
I'm sorry.
That they usually get them in the nursing home a month after they go out to the general public. So.
Oh, okay.
So
but I got
I'm going to keep, you know, I'm going to keep calling all the time, and then I'm going to have them do what they did the last time, have her sign, sign it to me. So.
Yeah.
Because that's all a day to take people's money away from them.
Yeah,
yes. We live on little as it is. I mean, honestly, I'm living below poverty level. And how dare they take what little we have away from us and can give it to other people who aren't even citizens? This is beyond us.
How about this? You have an overpayment. You ask them. You don't have an overpayment yet, but you get a check, two checks at that, for $5,000 each. And you call the Social Security office and you said, this doesn't seem right. Should I be cashing this?
Yeah.
Okay? And they say, it's got your name on it? I said, yes. It says, you've got your Social Security number on it? Yes. Should I cash it? It doesn't seem right. It seems like it's too much. This is all the conversation. And they wrote it down all on their, on their side. But instead of just writing it completely down, they put what they call this tick. And they said that they didn't even say that I called to... What?
That's what you should have said to them.
Yeah, exactly.
So you were telling them they actually
crazy.
Gave me too much, and they didn't.
And then I got charged $81,000. Yeah, how do you like that? They took all the years of Social Security that I had gotten and took it all away. How do you like that?
So it doesn't pay to be honest, right?
Right. It doesn't. It really doesn't.
What a shame.
All
what
right,
a shame. It's disgusting.
Yep.
Oh, we gotta get Louie in here.
Okay.
Okay, guys. All right. Okay. Good night to both of you. And hi, Louie.
Good night, sweetie.
Thank you, Maureen.
Good night, guys. Take
Thank
care.
You,
Have a happy Easter.
Inner sight.
You too.
Happy Easter.
Have Thanks.
With Louie Rivera on deck.
Yep.
And the great, great vocalist. Conga player, abolitionist, and insubordinatum.
Insubordinatum.
All right, in a sight, here he is, Louie Rivera.
Hey, Louie.
Frank Perino.
Yeah, did you hear all those big words I said about you?
Yeah, what did you say about it?
Right.
I said that you're
face,
a beautiful
Frank.
Guy, and we love you.
Basically.
Yeah.
That's what he
and
said.
My name is Rosanna Dana also.
Oh,
yeah.
There it is. Okay. So what are you playing now?
All right.
What's your first thing
so,
you're playing on your conga?
Yeah.
You bring your conga down?
Where do I get through the phone? I got to get out from the couch first.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, that would help, yeah.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Get over to the phone.
Stand by, Frank. I'll be right with you.
All right, here comes Louie Rivera over to the phone with his conga.
Yeah,
drum.
He's good at it.
And we'll have a little serenade.
Oh, I love when he does that.
And, maybe we'll get him to do a couple of songs.
Yeah, that'd be
Bruce
good.
Bruce Buzz. Yeah.
Hello, this is Louie Rivera. I'm talking to Rosanna Dana about Pat Cooper with the swab and the coronavirus pandemic and get rid of the swab.
Oh, no. The swab. You stuck on that swab.
You with that swab.
Oh, exactly.
Did you put that swab all over the conga drum?
Oh,
listen to this.
Frank.
Yes, it is.
You have to swab the conga drum so you don't catch the korahaki. That is it.
You're gross, right? No, that's it.
Hello?
Hey.
Yay.
Louie Rivera.
Louie Rivera.
Yeah.
Very good,
Louie. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. What's that?
So listen.
What type of conga is that drum? What type of conga drum is that?
It's a small conga drum.
Ah, cool.
I got three. I got the three other three on the other side.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Does it have a Spanish name? Do the drums have Spanish names?
Latin percussion.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, Latin percussion.
Yeah.
Right.
How many drums you got, Lou?
Conga drums, four.
Yeah, I don't know.
How do you keep them good? You got to clean them? What do you have to do? Help people.
I gave it a little tuning, and then I put some tape on my fingers. I could hear my conga drum. I hear the beat, you know.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah. What do you have to do to the skin? You got to put any oil on them or anything?
No, I only need the oil. Just name of the conga head is Remo Congo Heads, they call it.
Remo conga head, mira.
Yeah.
That is in tune, all
right.
You could hear that. That seems like it's a little higher pitch one. Is it?
Yeah, very high.
I know. That's what I figured out. I got a higher and a little medium and a low pitch. Yeah, that sounds like a higher pitch.
So listen, if you were going to serenade Rosanna Dana, which drum would you use?
Yeah. I use my conga drums and give it down pat.
Your conga. All right.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Rosanna Dan. I'm talking to Pat Cooper. I got the swab in my hand and went to the ladies' bathroom and tickled their fancy.
I told
Frank Sinatra all about it. I talked to late Frank Sinatra all about Rosanna Dan with a cotton swab and a tickle feather.
No.
Hey, you got any, can you give us a little Sinatra song on the conga?
Oh, that would be nice.
I don't know how to play it.
What was the song he did? He did a couple of
I don't know how to play a conga. I gotta play it on Frank Sinatra song.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could do it.
Not spreading the news. I'm leaving today.
There you go.
I want to be a part of it. New York, Rosanna Dannon. Rosanna living town blues.
That's good.
He's leaving today. He'd like to be a start of it. New York, Rosanna Dannon. I took his swab in his hand and make it there in Pat Cooper. It's up to you, Rosanna Dana, New York.
I never heard it done like that.
Neither have I.
That was funny, Lou.
It is.
All right.
Yeah.
Louis Rivera on Intersight with the Conga, his version of New York, New York.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good thing Sinatra's not around to hear that.
Yeah, no, you know, once Sinatra would call us.
Well, he might
like
it.
What? He might.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Frank
everybody
was a good sport.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Intersight. And, Lou, you want to do another song before we go? Huh?
Happy Easter.
Uh-huh.
Oh, all right. You
too.
Happy Bunny.
Yep.
Happy Bunny
Happy
Bunny.
Happy Easter to all yous on air, right?
You too, Lou.
Make
Are
sure you
any,
turn next Friday. I'm going to have more Rosanna, Rosanna Dana when I call you on a Friday night, Follix.
Yeah. Are there any Spanish songs in for Easter with the bunny? With the conga? What do they play?
It goes, besame mucho. Please give me a kiss and Rosanna Dammit with music divine. right. Besame. Besame Rosanna Dana.
Like, you're right.
And meanwhile, he went to the ladies' bathroom with us with a cotton swab in his hand.
Him and the cotton swab.
All right, we better get you up the air before we get in trouble.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, in his sight. Thank you, Lou.
Happy Easter,
Lou. Okay.
We'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, Lou.
All right, in his sight. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. And,
oh,
well, I hope you had a little fun.
Come back on a second.
A little craziness. What?
He wants to come back on a second.
Who, Lou?
Yes.
What's up? All right, what's up, Lou?
Here he comes. Hi, Lou. What's the matter?
Hey, Kaya.
Aw. All right, Lou. You too. And have a good Easter. Okay?
You too.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Louie.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, watch out for those vaccines because there's too many games around these vaccines.
Oh, yeah.
They noticed that lately. This doesn't work, and then they had to take it back and change it and then put it out again.
Yeah, no.
And crazy stuff. You know?
Yeah, no.
I don't know. Too much. You can't trust it. And everybody forgets.
Mm-hmm.
All these drug companies that created these vaccines have killed people in the past with their drugs.
Oh, yeah.
How can they let them create a vaccine with records like that? You know?
Mm.
That's,
you know,
not
they
right.
Get,
they all
they
got
get,
lawsuits against them, too.
Yeah, but they get the carte blanche treatment. I'll tell you why. They get this, like, treatment like they can't do anything wrong treatment.
Yeah, well, that's
in the matter of medicine.
That's a bunch of bull.
Well, it's in the matter of
medicine.
They
ruined people's lives, many people's lives.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
I don't understand that part. You know, that's the part I still
so
don't
they shouldn't
understand.
Be allowed.
The practice of medicine.
In other words, they should get better people, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They should hire better people, not the people that have created horrible drugs and all that and caused cancer and everything else. They bring those people in. I'll tell you something. You haven't seen, this is only the tip of the iceberg. You wait and see. It's going to get worse.
No, I know.
Before it's all over, it's going to get worse. That's
yeah.
my prediction, and I hope I'm wrong.
I hope
all
you
right,
are.
In a sight on the frolics. And hope you had a little fun and, you know, a little craziness. Whatever you do. Don't bring any fleas to your office.
No. Don't let Jimmy in.
Especially if they're in a little
back.
Jar.
Yeah.
You know. Oh,
and,
Jimmy,
and
Jimmy guarded. He guarded that jar with his life. He
how
wasn't
going to
let anybody
back?
Take that jar away from him.
How did he get
he
all
loved
those
fleas
back? What?
And then his mother came up, and she's one of the things she said, he wanted to sleep with that jar. I said, give me that damn thing. He wanted to sleep with the jar. You can't sleep with that. That's fleas. They'll bite you.
I'm going to give him some pale ginger ale. They'll be all right. Don't worry.
Oh, my God. Jimmy's mother, by the way, was very dramatic.
She sounded
I mean,
like she was.
every other word, she started yelling, you know.
Or she probably started going, Jimmy, probably like Mrs. Ma.
So, you know, she was really psyched up. I wouldn't be surprised if she was a bona fide alcoholic.
I wouldn't be surprised either.
Wouldn't surprise me.
She's, but I think I have.
Now, on the other hand, his father was a very calm, easygoing guy.
Really?
Well, he would have to be, otherwise they'd all be dead. All right, inner sight.
That's probably
and
true.
The Dinnigan fleas. Oh, I told Jimmy, I said, hey, Jim, I said, I got a good idea for you. Why, Frankie? What do you want, Frankie? I said, why don't you start a flea market farm?
Yeah, it's a good idea. I put the fleas together and they make more fleas. That's
uh-oh.
It.
You gave him that idea?
He liked it. He loved
it. That idea?
I said,
oh, no.
I said, now listen, in order to get the thing started, Jimmy, you put up a table outside when the weather's warm. You start selling pale ginger ale, 5 cents a glass, see?
Yeah.
And you use the money to promote the fleas.
fleas don't need money.
No, but you do.
But you do.
Oh, yeah.
So he liked my idea. I don't know if he ever did it, but he liked it.
Aw.
I told him.
Were you considered friends at any
the fleas.
Point?
What?
Were you considered friends with him at any point? Was
yeah, Jimmy and
weird?
I were good friends.
Yeah, okay.
Except when we had a fight.
That one time. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that one big
you.
Fight where Miss Mara almost had a nervous breakdown. I have to go to the psychiatrist tomorrow. Jimmy thought that was funny.
Yeah,
he said...
No, Miss Martin, I'm going to the doctor. I'll help you. I'll give you some pale ginger ale. Jimmy,
ginger
sit
ale.
Down.
That's what's giving a go to the psychiatrist.
Woo!
Poor.
Oh, we used to have a riot, a ball in that school, you know.
Oh, yeah.
In that class.
Sounds like it.
It was so damn funny, especially with Jimmy.
Was
one of the funniest things
the
when
same?
He
was middle school or high school. Any different?
What?
Or did you get me? Was it middle school or high school any different?
Yeah, we were crazy all the time. Well, I didn't go past once we got out of the eighth grade.
Yeah.
Dinnigan went to a different school, so
oh.
I don't know what happened to him.
Oh.
I think he got arrested, I don't know.
Oh, all right.
For peddling fleas.
Hey,
all right, in a sight.
Jamel.
And let's see, Monday, mad or glad. We'll see you then, Monday. Glad or mad around the world, Monday night, inner sight. And,
I'll
yeah,
give
don't
you
forget
quick
to take your
number.
Take your oil of oregano. What?
I got a quick number. 105.
Number for what?
Our all-time listens. 105,834.
Oh, good. It's almost 106,000.
Yes, it is.
We'll make it. We're
yes,
going to make
will.
It in the
thank
next
you.
Day or so.
Yeah, right. Probably. Thank you,
all
everybody.
Right. I think the flea skid will make will help us make it.
Yes, it will.
I like the fleas.
Yeah.
Thank you, fleas. We love you. And next week we'll tell you another flea story.
Oh no. No more fleas.
About a woman who
makes
got chased
itchy.
By a dog with fleas.
Ooh. Fleas.
All right, in
a
sight. Thank you so much. Be with you Monday, mad or glad. Suzanne, co-host, engineer. Phone number 631-224-3090. Inner sight around the world, and you got to have fun every day. Every
Maybe.
Day you got to laugh. Very important. That's a good
yeah.
way to keep the immune system going. That's better than a vaccine.
Oh, laughter? That's what they say? Huh.
Oh, yeah. Keep the glands pumping good and put out that good stuff. Inner sight. Thank you so much for listening, everybody.
Yeah.
I'm pale
thank
ginger
you.
Ale. Goodbye. A glass, if you don't like it. And we rip your ass.
Will you cut that out, Jimmy. What's wrong with you?
10 seconds.
Goodbye. Goodbye, world. In a sight. I want to say
goodbye,
world.
Well,
then it's time. Good night, everybody. Thank you. In the side.
Kills
in the side.